Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police now say there are inconsistencies in the story from the Burnside neighborhood where a man was killed this past Thursday, reportedly trying to come to the aid of his niece who was being sexually assaulted. Now investigators say the alleged offender was invited to the house by the victim. WBBM's Steve Miller with more.
The man who was killed was 66-year-old James Lewis.
You will never meet a finer gentleman than Jim Lewis.
Mike Fricka met Lewis 30 years ago, and he says Lewis hired him at Amtrak.
We developed a friendship that was so strong, we would go fishing together, out to parties together, socialize constantly together as a big group. And we became best of friends.
Fricka says Lewis retired about 6 years ago.
Jim was the type of person where if there was a major problem, just like now, I guarantee you, and I can hear him saying this, it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Police say a man is in custody. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The search is over for a North Suburban teenager who'd been missing for about a week.
Lake County, Illinois deputies say they found the body of 17-year-old Abe Gonzalez in a swampy area near Slocum Lake. Investigators say there's no sign of foul play. Gonzalez apparently left a party at a home on North Murray Street around midnight on foot, and it was described as being heavily intoxicated. Witnesses also told police Gonzalez's cell phone battery was dead when he arrived at the party. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man found dead with a cut in his neck last night in the Englewood neighborhood, and witnesses found the man, about 50 years old, unresponsive in an alley on the south side. Police say it was in the 1500 block of West 63rd Street. Area South detectives are conducting a homicide investigation at this hour. Three people hurt in a crash after a driver ran a red light early today in Hyde Park. The white Chevy Cobalt eastbound just after 2 in the morning failed to stop at a light, striking a Mercedes SUV near 57th and South Lakeshore Drive. Police say the man driving the Cobalt and two males in the Mercedes were taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center where they are recovering. Teachers at a Chicago charter school have given the thumbs up on a new contract.
Chicago Teachers Union members at Passages Charter School have voted unanimously to accept the tentative agreement they won in the wake of their strike. Passages teacher assistant Ann Stella Taylor says special education rights will be enforced and they now have wages that will retain paraprofessionals. As part of the new contract, teachers get more money and there will be increases in pension pickups for all workers. There will be a mandatory class size cap of 28 students and caps on class sizes for special ed students. The CTU has also won language forcing Asian Human Services, the charter operator, to comply with all local, state, and federal special education laws and regulations. The union says it has also won sanctuary language to protect immigrant and refugee students, workers, and families. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A veteran observer of the Los Angeles Police Department is offering some insight on how the former L.A. Police Chief, Charlie Beck, would lead the Chicago Department as interim superintendent and whether he might decide to keep the job. Charles Feldman of the sister station KNX in L.A. says Beck has a reputation as a reformer who had mixed but somewhat positive relationships with the city's African-American and Latino communities.
Whether he's going to be happy with sort of outlining those particular areas and passing it on to somebody else, or come to the conclusion that having gone through that process, he's the best person and best suited to carry out those reforms, only time's going to tell.
Feldman says Beck is a hands-on chief who will work to improve and reform the Chicago Police Department and could decide that once he started that work, he should stick around to finish it. Illinoisans have until December 15th to enroll in health insurance plans offered through the Federal Affordable Care Act.
Illinois Department of Insurance Director Robert Muriel says more health insurance plans are being offered in 2020, with rates either the same as this year or lower.
The Illinois on-exchange marketplace will have 142 health plans available for 2020, which will be offered through five insurance carriers.
Muriel says you can get more information about the Affordable Care Act health insurance plans and get help finding the best option and applying for it at this website, getcovered.illinois.gov. Again, that's getcovered.illinois.gov. Jim Gooness, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Metra is spending more than $15 million to install cameras on its passenger rail cars. Metra's Michael Gillis says Railhead Corporation of Burr Ridge will design and install the cameras that will capture video in 400 to 700 of its passenger cars.
We're installing cameras that are very similar to the ones, if you're a CTA rider, you see on your CTA train. And we're really doing it for the same reason the CTA did it, and that is to make an already pretty safe and secure system even more safe and secure. So it's just a matter of increasing security on our rail cars.
Gillis says the cameras will not send live feeds to Metra, but the video will be saved on digital recorders and can be retrieved when needed.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.